Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
This MLB Picks edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Bet $50 a win bet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Download the WinBet app now or visit wynnbet.com and start winning today. We're also brought to you by Sleeper. You already play fantasy on Sleeper, but now you can win cold hard cash with their over under game. Just head to sleeper.com/SGP on your phone to join the SGPN group, and Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. That's sleeper.com/SGP. And make sure to download the SGPN app, your home for all of our free picks and podcasts.
This is Jim Mora, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking that money green with my partner in picks, Ryan, real money Kramer. What's happening, Crame?
Dog.
Sean.
Yes.
Baseball.
Air horns indeed.
The Yankees are good, bro.
Yeah.
I'm all in on baseball.
Yankees are good. Phillies.
No TMZ fan here.
Phillies have certainly turned it around. Crazy run since getting rid of their manager. An awesome June so far. Hopefully they hold on to a knock on wood. Just took 3 out of 4 against the Padres, who the Padres have been nipping at the heels of the Dodgers all season. Ryan, look at this. We're sounding like real baseball guys. We're going to be joined by one.
Where are the Cracker Jacks and peanuts?
We need Cracker Jacks, peanuts.
This is how you sold me on the show. You told me I was going to be able to throw peanut shells all over the studio.
Well, then ultimately we would be the ones having to pick it up. So
quick story. I took the little ones to a Dodger game recently, and I don't know what it was, because I get peanuts almost every time I go to the ballpark.
Yeah.
And I'm chucking the shells all over the place, because that's the fun of having the peanuts. And the little one is looking at me like I'm slandering people with their wrong pronoun. What are you doing? Someone's gonna have to clean that up. Yeah, it's part of the price of the ticket. Thank you very much.
You get to throw peanuts on the ground.
You kids are pussies.
All right, we are here to talk Major League Baseball, and if you're looking to get down on baseball, of course, highly recommend doing it over at winbet.com or download that Win Betting app. Of course, every $500 you bet over on WinBet Sports and Casino, you can be entered to win the ultimate fantasy football experience between now and July 31st. Every $500 you bet, you get one more entry to win the ultimate fantasy football draft experience. Encore Beach Club, 2-night stay at the Wynn Resorts for you and your entire league. So, again, let's say you have 11 guys in your league. If each of you guys get like 4 or 5 entries between now and the end of July, I'm not a math expert, Ryan, but that's like 40, 50 entries into this thing. So you have a great chance of improving your odds there. So much to choose from. Again, all you got to do, download that WinBet app or visit wynnbet.com to get started today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions at winbet.com. Must be 21 or older and present in the state where played through. WinBet is available if you or someone you know has a gambling problem. Call 1-800-522-4700. Joining us on the show, a man who likes to grind out baseball. You know him from the MLB Gambling Podcast, Mr. Moonoff the Machine Manji. What's up, Moonoff?
What's going on, guys? Am I the only hot girl left in the room now that NHL's over, NBA's over?
I know. We were like, we gotta keep the momentum going.
First of all, if we wanted the hot girl, Malcolm would be here.
Oh, that's true. Malcolm's on the IL right now as of this morning. The guy's a little under the weather.
What happened? He slipped in the bath?
I had something like that. Either that or the doubleheader yesterday with his double A or triple A team got.
Oh man.
They won both games, so I'm not sure if he got out with the boys and had one too many to drink.
Yeah, he had that brown bottle flu. Yeah, you know, it's the if you're not following him on Twitter, you should. Mal_B_sport.
National treasure, is it fair to say?
Well, yes, national treasure.
International treasure.
Who are we shipping overseas to get secure the rights to Malcolm Banford?
Well, number of first round picks, but. Yes, follow him on Twitter. Again, tons of great horse racing, baseball stuff, but also just for his updates on his, is it a softball league or is it a fast pitch baseball league?
It's actually a fastball like baseball league.
Legit baseball league.
This is like when you're in a state that isn't California and people don't just play pickup soccer in the park. And that's not normal. Like they're the guys playing baseball like weirdos over in England, right?
I mean, also just his Twitter bio ends. It's like SGPN network contributor, host of the MLB gambling podcast, live sports FM commentator, occasional radio drivel, NUFC, and then handsome and funny.
I'll say this.
I love this. Oh, and then he has been tweeting out his stats. I guess they won by a nice. The Newcastle Nighthawks are really taking the world by storm.
19-4 and 16-5. I'd be celebrating too.
Yeah.
They got some sharp unis. I'm all right.
Hey, you know it's bad when his wife, his better half, had to message me this morning that he can't do the MLB pod today. Wow. So
like saying
something more serious than we thought.
Right, that's like when your mom has to call your job when you're home from college because you got too fucked up.
All right. Well, thoughts and prayers for Malcolm. Hopefully it's nothing serious. And he's
I think we might need, I'm assuming you're already doing it on the MLB gambling podcast, but clearly we need a game by game updates from Malcolm. I'd like to see the stats.
Yeah.
I feel like he's not touting enough. This feels like something we need more from this English baseball, Sean. It's not cricket. It's baseball.
Talking baseball. All right. We're going to start out with a sleeper pick. And then get into three of our best bets for tomorrow, AKA Tuesday, as we record this Monday afternoon. Shout out to Frankie Devalia in the YouTube chat. In need of a slump buster, fellas. Help a brother out and cash in. All right, we'll be getting to those. But before we get to that,
why are you on a slump, sir? Who have you been listening to?
Yeah, certainly not my USFL picks. 2-0 straight up and against the spread.
Not our hockey
my
picks.
My star. Yeah.
Our basketball. I mean, we essentially nailed the endings of a lot of leagues this year.
Yes, both MLB.
What I did there? NHL? I gave you credit. That's called a compliment, Sean.
Oh, thank you.
That's the me and team right there standing forward.
Ryan, true team player. All right, so we are going to be giving out some sleeper picks here. And of course, get in over on Sleeper. If you weren't doing it for basketball, baseball is back better than ever. Again, hop on your mobile phone there, join the group, sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper will automatically match your first deposit up to $100. And again, you're joining our squad, so you can easily copy our picks. 100% deposit match at sleeper.com/SGP. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Now, since these are tough sometimes to do the lineups just because when we're taping versus when the sleeper stuff drops. However, this is especially for the people on the West Coast. Some picks for the Mariners at the Baltimore Orioles.
Late night, baby.
I think what we're going to do, put a three teamer together. Each of us bringing one pick to the sleeper three team player parlay. I'll kick things off.
We do have some games for tomorrow. Am I stepping out of line here?
No. Okay. We weren't able to click them.
Oh, really? Yeah. They seem to work. I don't know.
All right. Well, give out whatever you want, Ryan.
No. I like your idea. I was just pointing out that we may have some Tuesday options.
All right.
Well, I mean, what if someone doesn't have a chance to look at our beautiful faces on YouTube?
Well, apparently I'm ugly because you said Malcolm was the pretty one.
Well, MLB. No. I said he was the pretty girl.
Oh, okay.
You had to focus. With manly beard like that? Absolutely not. All right. What's your so we're each chipping in one to the parlay.
One into the parlay. Kick things off.
Were you mused by the fact that every time we've gone to Vegas with Munaf, he's given us a parlay?
Scott's given us nice parlays. Munaf's given us awesome parlays.
Do you think I messaged you earlier today asking if you guys were going back anytime?
Yes. He's eyeing some.
This is true. He did ask us.
Well, yeah, before we start the sleeper segment, Munaf, what were you itching to get down? In Vegas that you had trouble, that you were asking when we were going out to Vegas next.
It was actually going to be the win bets, the four quarterbacks that they had the yardage.
Oh, prop. Yeah.
Me and Dan went through those. I think, it was me and Dan that went through those, and I guess we could say they were soft numbers, but I think they adjusted on Patrick Mahomes, but I still think they're a little bit soft. And, I think Kramer found out they were dime limit. So.
We have that kind of access, dime limits. Yes. And some might call that a promotional line. I don't know.
All right. So we're going to get things going. I will give out my first pick. He is on the Mariners. And this shortstop for the Orioles. My apologies. Oh, no.
Can't confuse.
Give me Jorge Mateo over a half bases. Again, he seems to really have a pretty funny approach here as far as like our past results. He had a zero base game, then a one base game, then a zero base game, then a six base game, and a zero base game. So this guy, while he doesn't have an amazing batting average sitting at like, 200s there.
Save us, Munaf.
His on base percentage is pretty good. So I like over a half total bases for Mateo.
Okay,
Munaf, what do you got?
I'll give you guys two. Kramer mentioned that the games open up for tomorrow. I know there's two games.
Okay,
I'll start with tonight. I'll keep it simple. Mariners starting pitcher George Kirby here tonight. I'm looking at his total outs issued at 17.5. I like the over on that. You take a look at his last five starts. He's gone at least six innings in four of those five starts. He did face the Baltimore Orioles back on May 31st in Baltimore. He did go exactly six innings. So obviously, you do the math, three outs times six will get you 18 outs. So I think that he can go another six innings here tonight against the Baltimore Orioles. So I'll take the over 17.5 outs issued. And then for tomorrow, Carlos Rodon of the San Francisco Giants, the starting pitcher tomorrow against the Detroit Tigers. And let me make sure on this number. Yeah. So the strikeouts right now for him are at 7.5. And I'm currently looking at his game log. He's had at least eight strikeouts in his last three starts. And let's not forget, last season he was with the Chicago White Sox in that same division. And he faced the Detroit Tigers three times last season. He had a strikeouts of 6, 9, and 12. So I think having that familiarity against the Detroit Tigers and how, he's been in recent form, especially at home, I think he can get at least eight or more strikeouts against the Detroit Tigers. So I'll give you those two.
Like it. Rodon over 7.5. I just want to make sure I don't miss any of these. Rodon over 7.5 strikeouts.
Am I stepping out of line to suggest taking the under for both pitchers? Under 2.5 earned runs.
Tonight, Rodon,
for the Seattle Baltimore game, taking Kirby, going like kind of like you like the 17.5 outs, right?
I like the over, 17.5 outs, kind of correlated there.
And so, if he's going there, he's probably having a decent game. I guess 2.5, he could get the three, and then Wells, same thing. Like he's generally been hitting that number right on the head. Both these teams suck too. Like that's the key here. Well, from what I remember about handicap in baseball, there were two things you paid attention to: pitchers and teams that fucking suck.
Teams that completely eat
teams that can't score, because I would assume Munaf would agree with this. When you have teams that just can't score, good luck.
All right. So it looks like we're putting together a pretty sweet sleeper lineup here. And I forgot to mention the Mateo, cause the Orioles are on the road. His road splits are comically better than his home splits. 0.235 batting average on the road versus 160 at home. On base percentage 300 versus 191 on the road. So over him on a half base. Now Kramer likes Wells on the under 2.5 earned runs, Kirby on the under 2.5 runs, and then the pick for tomorrow. Moonoff is saying over on Rodon strikeouts at 7.5. Yeah. All right. Hell yeah. And are we going to do all in on this one, guys?
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
What's the other option?
No, I mean
you're fired.
No, you can either do you can do the classic 3 out of 4, or you can do the all in, which I highly recommend doing the all in because it's way more fun and it pays.
It's always all in.
It pays 8 to 1. So we just gave out a +800 parlay over on Sleeper, sleeper.com.
I was just gonna say you don't buy insurance in blackjack. You don't play what do they call it, the game? Insurance. That's probably what they should call it. Insurance. Yeah. Like you don't, just so people understand, they shouldn't be taking the insurance. They should be playing all in.
Well, you know how we roll around here. Let
I'm
it
just,
ride.
I'm just saying, make it clear. Just call it insurance.
Sleeper.com/SGP. Shout out to Brandon Nash in the YouTube chat. All right, let's get to some actual games tomorrow and not just these D-gen player props. Astros versus Mets. Let's take a look at what the what do we got? The run line for the Mets +1.5, -165. Money lines at +109. Astros -1.5, +135, -119 on the money line for the Stros. Total sitting at 8. Now, Mudoff, talk to us. I was gonna say you're Astros, but you're a Houston guy who likes the Red Sox. We've already gone through that journey, but what's your take on this matchup?
Yeah, I know when we're talking about pitchers and you know, looking at splits and the stats and stuff like that, I really like diving into the home and road splits. And if you kind of take a look at where Framber Valdez, first of all, he's left-handed pitcher. He's significantly better on the road versus at home. And if you take a look at the numbers at home, he's 3-2, but his ERA 4.21 with a WHIP of 1.43. On the road so far this year, he's 4-1 with the 1.95 ERA and a WHIP that's below one. So for whatever reason, he's doing better on the road. I know the Astros are coming off that huge series against the Yankees. If this game was tonight, I would probably take the Mets. But now for the Astros to have a day off to kind of collect themselves, and it's not really much of a travel situation, right? You're just going from the Bronx and going into wherever the hell the Mets are playing at. But I like the wow. Astros here. With the left-handed pitcher on the mound, I know Cookie Carrasco has been good for them as well, but I just like the spot here for the Houston Astros. The bats have really woken up. Alex Bregman has been the one guy that's really turned around for the Houston Astros. I knew he was struggling very early on in the month of June, but I think over the last 2 weeks here, he's turned around for the Astros, and that lineup is raking right now. I'm going to back the Astros here. Give me the money line for the Astros. I think it's at -110.
Yeah, and I like the term raking because that then you sound like a real baseball guy. Astros 8-2 and 5-3 last two times they met, and that of course was in Houston. But to your point, it seems like you know they had the day off between their series with the Mets, should come back in a pretty good spot. And the Astros best bullpen in the MLB when it comes to ERA, only 2.75. So they get out to that early start. They could be in, you know, decent shape to lock in the victory. And Carrasco, he's allowed 20 runs in his previous six starts and gave up 5 earned runs in 3 of those contests. So I think there's a chance for them to definitely hit Carrasco. I'm with you. I think you said -110. I'm seeing some late movement here all the way up to -125 right now for the Stros money line on win. I still like it at -125. What about,
I'll add this one. I'm sorry, Sean. Carrasco did face the Astros in his last start in Houston, and the Astros were able to get to him in 2 2 1/3 innings. He gave up 5 earned runs, 4 hits, 3 of them was a long ball. So, you know, they're familiar with Carrasco. So I think they, you know, they may be able to repeat on what they did this last start.
Revenge spot. Yeah. So I dusted off my like 15-year-old baseball betting models. And so Valdez wouldn't fit the model of someone that really deserves to be favored in this spot. And so this would be like a blind play of the Mets at home as a dog. Blind.
Really?
I call this the AJ Burnett rule. Especially, no, specifically, I did do a little deep dive here. It seems like Valdez is not missing bats as he typically has in the past. And those are particularly the kind of the pitchers you want to target here. So overrated dude on the road, overrated team on the road, cheaters. You guys are both assholes for, I mean, again, we're just putting the past behind us. That's it.
Typical. Are you just mad because Jose Altuve owns the Yankees now? Is that what it is?
No, it's not that personal to me, but it fits my second model, which is never bet on the fucking filthy Astros.
You're going against
sorry if I like the integrity of the game.
Two known baseball sharps in myself. This is
blind bet plus Moonoff. 110.
Okay, so you're taking them. Well, it's plus 115 right now.
Plus 115.
Any thoughts on the run line, Moonoff, or the total?
I mean, the Astros have been more of an under team this season, actually, and I'm kind of pulling up the numbers here on the road so far this year. The Astros are the best team to the under. They're 28-12-1, which is around 70%. And the New York Mets, they are one of the better over teams at home. So I don't know. I just feel like we have two pretty good pitchers here, at least in New York here going off. I would probably lean towards the under. I think my favorite bet is still the Astros money line.
Astros money line. Let's go. Nothing to think about. Red Sox.
I have a fun bet.
Okay. Throw it in there.
Not quite an alt line, but Mets win the race to six is plus 320. With Moonoff's just helped the logic. Without Moonoff's help, I got there. But Mets win the game. Perhaps it's an over game. Perhaps they've scored a couple runs.
Well, so race to six, I'm assuming.
First team to six.
If they don't, if neither team gets to six.
Neither is an option, minus 115. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that's an interesting play.
It's a three-way bet. Yeah. So I'm going Mets plus 320, race to six. You didn't think I was going to come here unprepared with some fun bets.
I didn't think you would have this kind of deep baseball knowledge. Coming up next, we got the Red Sox against the Blue Jays. Red Sox head up to Toronto. Toronto, pretty decent favorite here. Minus 132 on the money line, minus 1.5, plus 135 on the run line. Total sitting at a pretty high 9.5, plus 122 coming the other way for the Sox, plus 1.5, minus 165 on the run line. You know, Boston has swept two consecutive opponents, Tigers and Guardians, 8-2 straight up in their last 10 games. Toronto, though, kind of cold, 3-7 in the last 10, and three straight series losses as well. Yankees, White Sox, Brewers. They're up on the season series with the Red Sox 5-2, including a plus 5 run differential. Finally, my last nugget here. Blue Jays are 8-0 straight up as home favorites between minus 150 and minus 200 versus right-hand starters. So they're not quite that big of a favorite yet. Maybe we get some late action changing it. I don't know. I'm a little surprised they're even minus 130 favorites considering how hot the Red Sox are. Moodoff, you're obviously a little biased here, but what are your thoughts on this game?
Yeah, I mean, Red Sox have finally turned it around, right? Especially with their batting, and like you mentioned, they've won seven in a row. They've won two straight series, but there was nothing really that could really differentiate between these two starting pitchers. I know a lot of people are waiting for Michael Walker to kind of come back down to earth on the start that he has for the Red Sox this season. I kind of like the under in this game. We take a look at the splits again. Michael Walker, 3.27 ERA on the road, 1.09 WHIP on the road. And again, for the starting pitcher for the Toronto Blue Jays, Rob Stripling, 3.04 ERA at home. And he's really been able to really limit the batters that he's faced. He's faced some pretty good offenses over his last five starts. He faced the White Sox his last start. He only held them to one earned run. He faced the Yankees, only allowed two earned runs to them. So, you know, a lot of times when people think about the Red Sox and Blue Jays getting together, you're expecting runs, but I think this might be a game where we see runs maybe at a premium. So I'm probably thinking a 4-2, 5-3 type of game here.
Well, yeah, Michael Walker is, I mean, sub 230 BABIP. Sean, are you kidding me? Talk about a guy who's set for some serious regression, rest of season regression. I mean, in a way, Waka not favored because the Red Sox not pulling the weight they typically would, but I think this isn't far off. Like Michael Waka is the kind of guy that at this point in the season you'd probably be looking to fade. Unfortunately, he's the short dog. But yeah, I would play. I would blind again. You don't bet on the Red Sox. You don't bet on the Astros. Simple. The games we picked tonight made it simple for me. But on top of that, yes, Michael Waka. Imagine Munoz. All that BABIP regression happens against the Blue Jays. That would be okay. That would be okay for me. So I would play the Blue Jays minus 140. I would also. This is where you come in with an alt line. Because I think Michael Waka goes bad, it's gonna go real bad. So we'll do a little Blue Jays minus 3.5 plus 270. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm gonna go a little smaller though, and just take the minus 1.5 plus 135 for the Jays. I do like Munoz under 9.5 though, but I think minus
so responsible in Munoz
minus 1.5 plus 135. That's the way to play it. I mean, yeah, I do think the Red Sox are due for a little bit of regression, and you know, going up north to play the Blue Jays. I think, yeah, that makes sense that could happen.
North of the border.
Yeah, you know, with inflation, things changing. Yeah, I never got a great explanation of like why books cost so much more in Canada. Just remember, yeah, there would always be like the U.S. price. $4.95, and then Canada would be like $7.95.
Oh, because the Canadian dollar is less valuable.
Yeah,
so you need more of them.
You know,
it's economics. And then, alcohol costs more up there too.
Everything costs more up in Canada.
Filthy socialist. All right, are you all right, Moon off? On top of that, it turns out you can the amount of stuff you can bet on baseball now.
No, it's insane.
I'm like Idiocracy. I'm Luke Wilson going in the getting frozen in time for a bit, popping out and realizing, holy shit, you're telling me I can take Toronto to win this game 5-2 at 25-1. You're telling me I can take Toronto to win this game 6-2 at 30-1. This feels like playing like some craps right now. I'm playing the crazy shit in the middle of the table. You know what, Sean? I'm also going to sprinkle Toronto win 6-1, 40-1.
All right. Well, they're up right now on the Red Sox 4-0. So
Sean,
maybe that'll happen for
this. We should remind our audience to bet responsibly.
Yeah, there you go. Give it out 40-1 exact odds.
Win responsibly.
Last game of the slate we're picking. Philadelphia Phillies going up against the Braves. Again, like I mentioned, Phillies coming off a nice series against the Padres, winning 3-1. They split a four game series down in Atlanta in May. Braves catching 1.5 minus 200 on the run line, minus 1.5 plus 165. Going the other way for the Phillies. Phillies minus 116 on the money line, plus 106 for the Braves. Total sitting at 7.5. And you know, the Phillies have figured out how to score runs even without Bryce Harper. Of course, he broke his thumb there. Pretty unfortunate for Harper fanatics like myself.
Horrible.
But really, really, the trend to play here is Phillies in their last 10 games at home, 8-2, and Zach Wheeler 6-2. In his last 8 starts, and Atlanta has not been great on the road in Philly, 4-10. And Wheeler, even if you look this specifically, the last 6 games, 5-1 with a 1.67 ERA, 1.61 FIP across 43 innings. I mean, I don't know why this is only.
I prefer XFIP personally, but you know.
I don't know why this is only minus 116. That feels crazy low. Again, I'm a homer. Moon off, so people don't want to take my picks. But Phillies minus 116. What am I missing?
I'm not sure what you're missing either. I agree with you here. I don't know if it's a Bryce Harper effect. I don't know. You look at the numbers here. Zach Wheeler at home. You mentioned it. 4-2 at home. He has a ERA of 1.49, a WHIP below 1. But I dug a little deeper and I wanted to see how Zach Wheeler has done against the Braves in his career as a pitcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. In 8 appearances, he's 3-2 with a 1.87 ERA. He's won 2 out of the last 3 starts against the Atlanta Braves as well. But I think also I'm really fading old man Charlie Morton here for the Atlanta Braves. He, again, like I talked about with Zach Wheeler, he's been really good at home. It's the opposite with Charlie Morton. He's been atrocious on the road. His ERA is above five at 5.63 with a whip of 1.49. So I like the Phillies here. I think this might be another low scoring game where you might see a 4-2 type of victory for the Phillies. But when you're getting a price of minus 116 for the Phillies and their ace pitcher on the mound, I'm going to take that all day.
Kramer, how say you?
Morton's been pitching long enough for me to know that you fade him on the road, period. Like, this is not a new thing. Fade that guy. As much as I hate to do it, Sean, I'm on the Phillies.
There you go.
That's the spot.
That's always dangerous if we're agreeing on the Phillies.
I was in the process of pulling something up. I think I was curious to see that we picked this game. I don't know if that was just Sean wanted.
No, I mean, it's a great opportunity to get down on the Phillies.
Okay. That's all. So do we have inbound any sort of Phillies gear? Will MLB Sean expanding?
I will break out my Darren Dalton jersey once again.
Only Eagles jerseys behind.
Yeah, well, you know, come on. You can't compare summer's it to football, but it's we're mid-June here, Ryan. We're in the dog days. We got to grind out some baseball.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so let's flip over to KBO now. We got the Dinos and the Twins. 2:30 a.m. here on the West Coast, Tuesday morning. No, we're not going there. Oh, I'm going to turn this fucking table over. You want to talk baseball?
Let's
talk
baseball. American baseball, right? We left Korean baseball with the pandemic.
How
dare that was
you.
My favorite part of the pandemic when Korean baseball sharps just started appearing on my timeline with like great, you know, with like a five dime package.
There's a team named the Lions. There's a Bears, a Giants, and Eagles. It's kind of like the NFL.
What do you think has better ratings, Korean baseball or USFL?
Oh, Korean baseball.
Yeah,
it's close though.
See, Ryan, I threw you a bone because you're hating on the USFL because of what happened.
I'm a single spring league football guy. Give me the Houston Roughnecks. Give me the XFL. I'm out on everything else.
All right, we're going to close things out with our lock, best play for baseball. And of course, the lock's brought to you by IP Vanish, where you lock up your internet security, your passwords, your browsing history, all that and more, even your physical location. You can hide it. IP Vanish is the VPN we know, the VPN we trust. We use it here on God's Eye at the SGPN studio. Highly recommend signing up with them and 70% off their yearly plan. When you go to ipvanish.com/SGP, use the promo code SGP, claim your 70% savings. ipvanish.com/SGP.
Sean, someone in the chat is asking about the party people. You're in the wrong room. Sorry.
What's up, James S? Where are the party people at? Well, we're right here handicapping baseball on a Monday afternoon where the party never ends at the Sports Gambling Podcast.
He must have heard my bam, 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 bam earlier and just flocked to the club.
And shout out to Insano, who's saying Red Sox leadoff hitter and closer out due to COVID restrictions. Take Toronto. So maybe even we'll see some late movement towards Toronto as that news gets out. Or I don't know. Canada does things differently. I don't know if they put him in some sort of camp or how long they have to be out. But
concrete box.
My lock doesn't change regardless. It's the Phillies. I mean, that minus 116 is just super juicy.
We did a whole baseball episode for you to lock up the Phillies.
Yes. I mean, Moonoff, am I crazy for locking them up?
No, I didn't even mention that. One more thing with Charlie Morton is that as a pitcher for the Braves, he's 3-3 against the Phillies, but ERA of 4.35 and seven appearances. So I don't know. I'm there with you. I like the Phillies too.
And they really, what has been killing the Phillies all season is their bullpen. They've had 17 scoreless innings from their bullpen. So now they're getting enough hits and the bullpen can carry them. So love Phillies minus 116. Moonoff, I didn't mean to cut you off, but is that your lock? What is your lock for tomorrow? It's the Phillies.
I'll double lock it up with you. Phillies, money line.
See, Ryan, you bring on a baseball sharp and Moonoff not afraid to go against the grain and call our picks out as shitty or fade my lock. So that's how you know it's legit.
All right. So I do like all the matchups we picked today. I think, you know, feel free to parlay my picks as a lock. That's fine. As my lock, Sean, you know what? My lock would be, we'll throw in the Blue Jays, sans the COVID information. But here's the real gem I'm going to give you, because I mean, I assume it still works, but you're going to use whatever your favorite holistic pitching metric is. And you're going to have an idea of who like the top 20 guys or so are. And then you're going to just know who they are. And you're going to, every day you're going to pull open the MLB betting lines. This is literally how I bet baseball for years at least. And you're going to look for every road favorite, and every single road favorite that isn't someone like, say, Clayton Kershaw, you know, -210, for example, to a +180. You're going to throw that one out. You don't want to fade the elite guys, the top 20 guys, and whatever that pitching metric is. For everything else, like what we talked about, the Carrasco +110 spot for the Mets, you're going to just bet those. You're basically taking coin flips at a little bit extra juice, because whether it's the other team, like in this case, maybe the people like the Astros, that gives them a little bit more juice. The pitcher, again, I call it the AJ Burnett rule, because AJ Burnett was always -135 on the road, -150 on the road with the Yankees, and he lost so many times. With the Pirates, the same. You have the tendency, because again, you're also being contrarian. You're probably fading the public anyway. That's the real gem I'm giving. I just told everyone that's basically gamble. Moonoff, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's basically gambling, baseball gambling Twitter. That's most of those touts system right there.
Yeah, I can't disagree with
that. I gave it away for free. Fucking Robin Hood over
EV here. Kramer, baseball Kramer is
someone
here.
Start playing these plays now.
Make sure you
I don't have the patience.
As we close things out, make sure you drop a nice rating and review, take a screenshot, send it in via the SGPN app. Just hit the contest tab for your chance to win free gear. Shout out to Tyler. Just won himself a sweet SGP shirt. His review is pretty simple. Let it ride for the title of the review. For the actual review, best breakdowns, analysis, and jokes. So that's all you had to do, and you're getting a free t-shirt. It's easy money out there in the streets. Make sure you check out Moonoff, the machine, Manji on Twitter at sportsnerd824. Check out his podcast, the MLB Gambling Podcast, NBA Gambling Podcast, the Propcast. This guy does it all.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green, and he is Ryan.
Just for the record, the system plays for tomorrow would be Mets and Royals.
Kramer, let it ride.